In Alabama, when you come in, the first thing they're going to ask you is for your voter photo ID. Now, there's several that you can use. Of course, there's a valid Alabama driver's license. Notice I said the word valid. Now, in the state of Alabama, there's a 60-day grace period if your driver's license has expired. As long as you're in that 60-day grace period, then your license is still valid. You can have a voter or a valid Alabama non-driver ID. A lot of people have the Alabama voter ID card. If you have a driver's license in another state, but now you're living in Cherokee County, you have to have a valid state-issued ID or a driver's license from another state. You can have a valid federal ID issued, a valid U.S. passport, an employee ID, a student. You can use your military ID. And then if you have a tribal ID, you can use that as well.